your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, Mickey Fulp, the mercenary geologist, Mr. Mercenary and I did a couple of shows back, one in January and one in March, where we were talking about the earthquake situation in Haiti. We requested donations. I put a banner on our homepage. I'm not sure what Mick did about that or not, but I know that there was a fair amount of interest in how, from listeners, as to how they could help down there. And Mickey and I are going to revisit this thing here in this segment real quickly, because they still have some really, really bad situations going on down there. There's a major, major cholera epidemic going on in the northwest central parts of the country, I should say, and there is a danger that it's going to spread to refugee camps in Port-au-Prince. Mickey called me and said that he was very, very motivated to talk about this because he saw a report on 60 Minutes on Sunday, which detailed the spreading cholera epidemic. Former President Bill Clinton was asking for contributions, and the UN's trying to raise $164 million. What really makes it bad down there, as Mickey brought out, is only 40% of the people living down there have potable water. So it's not a good situation. In terms of cholera, Mick knows what he's talking about because when he was in Peru back in 1997, he got cholera. Mickey, how bad is it?
Well, cholera is oftentimes fatal if it's treated.
Yeah.
But it's a very treatable disease. As you pointed out, I got cholera in 1997. I was in an area that was extremely unsanitary with water that was used both for showering and sewage and who knows what. Luckily, by the time I was affected, I was back on the coast in Trujillo. I immediately realized what was going on and sought medical attention and went to a doctor and got a single dose of an antibiotic and was given a liter of a product, electrolyte solution, essentially called Salvadora.
Uh-huh.
And you sip that for 24 hours, and basically I was cured in a couple of days. So, but if it's not treated, it can be fatal, massively fatal. In Haiti right now, 6 of 10 provinces are affected by cholera. And the great worry is because people travel from one area of the country to another that it is spreading, and it is now has made its appearance in Port-au-Prince. The original impetus or the catalyst for this to happen was Hurricane Tomas, which caused flooding of a big river in west central Haiti. It then spread to the northern parts of the country, an area that I'm familiar with and have visited before called Cap Haitien. Now it is in Port-au-Prince. At last count, a couple of days ago, there have been more than 1,000 deaths. It's not a good situation, basically, because people live in unsanitary conditions.
What strikes me as making the situation even more difficult, Mickey, is the fact that you've got Haiti is not exactly the richest country in the world, okay? And their medical abilities down there, because of their facilities, because of the, you know, financial constraints, et cetera, the medical situation down there in terms of what the government can do for the mass population is really, really minimal. So, you know, when Vice President Clinton came out and, you know, issued the appeal for Americans to pony up, I have to tell you, you know, I didn't agree with a lot of President Clinton's policies, but on this particular case, Big Al agrees 100%, you know, and I'll tell you, that logo is going to go back on our home page because these are some folks who really, really need some help. And it's, you know, it's interesting. The first time I went to Chile, you know, when I met you the first time, what, 6 or 7 years ago, I remember one of the concerns that my physician had, you know, in terms of inoculations that I got prior to going down there is he said, you're going to be in the jungle. And I said, no. And he said, good, because, you know, you really want to inoculate yourself, or you really want to take precautions, you know, in any country in South America, Central America, whatever, if you're in jungle areas where cholera could be a situation. So it's, you know, it's something that I'm pretty aware of. I never had the disease, but I got to tell you, the situation down there is really, really bad. How's it? Now, you've got a company down there that you follow, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I do, and that's Eurasian Minerals, and
yeah.
They control, essentially have a monopoly over all the mineral concessions mm-hmm. of merit in the northern and western parts of the country,
yeah.
Where the Massif du Nord, which is essentially a plate tectonic suture zone, comes from the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
The area that they work is affected by cholera right now, more severely than other parts of the country, for the most part. So, but Newmont, their joint venture partner in Eurasian, they have their situation well under control, and I know they are contributing, and I am contributing. I've contributed to Haiti before. I know people down there. They are not in danger of dying from cholera because they have medical attention. Part of the problem in Haiti, there's people are uneducated, and so they have ignorance about the disease. And in cases, there's the fear of treatment, of going to a hospital, is greater than the fear of disease. And in addition, the sick are completely ostracized. So you hear anecdotal evidence that a taxi driver won't carry a person that appears to be sick. So, you know, and the other thing is it's still in the rural countryside, there's a voodoo culture. So people are very afraid of the government. They're afraid of going to a doctor or a hospital. They're afraid of the dark at night. I witness this at night in the rural countryside. They will board up their houses and completely shut up the windows like a hurricane is coming. And they basically don't venture out at night because they're afraid of spirits. So this religious culture that they have is probably contributes to fear too. So, you know, it's just not a good situation right there. There's a place in my heart for Haiti because I have been there and I will go back there. It has tremendous mineral potential, and that's a hope of the Haiti government, that the mineral potential will eventually lead to some big mines, and certainly the geologic potential is there, and there will be a mining economy there, because basically, Al, there is no economy there in Haiti. It's basically a barter society, and people live by subsistence farming and trading.
Well, I don't know about you, as you're sitting on your ranch down in New Mexico, and I'm sitting up here in my condo on a golf course in northern Washington, but I have to tell you, my friend, you and I are very, very blessed. You know, I want to make one comment about Mr. Mercenary here, you know, and that is the term mercenary oftentimes has some fairly negative connotations. But I'll tell you, Mickey called me when he became aware of the situation down there right now, the current situation in Haiti, and really twisted my arm and said, Corlin, we got to talk about this because people need to be aware that there is a real need for help, you know. And so what I would have to say to all you folks out there is, you know, I'm a real advocate of, you know, those of us who are able, let's help other people. I'm going to ask you to join Kathy and I and the mercenary geologist who really ought to call himself the good guy geologist. Let's kick a few bucks down there. Mick, thank you so much, buddy.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.